To get on the 2017 Financial Review Young Rich List 100, you need to be under the age of 40 and have a minimum wealth of $25 million. And you're more likely to be on the list if you work in the property, financial services or technology sectors, like co-founder of online and mobile marketplace operator Airtasker, Tim Fung.
So we get a lot of handyman tasks. Perhaps they're tasks that don't fit in with a specific trade vertical, but it might be something like installing a wall-mounted TV, building some IKEA furniture, or moving a couch.
The five-year-old business gets a service fee from every job it matches and has the financial backing of several large investors.
The Airtasker community has doubled over the last year. We're about 1.8 million people all across Australia, creating about $90 million in jobs for Australian workers. And we have about 850,000 community verified reviews, which is, we believe, the most important thing to build trust amongst the community.
It's made 34-year-old Tim Fung and his co-founder Jonathan Louie very rich, according to the Financial Review, with a combined wealth of $41 million at numbers 66 and 67 on the Young Rich List.
I would say that we're absolutely still on a journey, and I don't have $41 million in my bank account.
Rich List editor John Stensholt explains how the list measures wealth.
The people's wealth on the Young Rich is all based on the value of their companies or their businesses. So it's all around getting a value of that company, be it from investments from outside, like venture capitalists or the like, or when they sell their business.
Mr. Stensholt adds the co-founders of Airtasker are just two of 38 entrepreneurs from the technology sector on the list.
That's really something that dominates the list because I guess you've got social media, you've got marketing that you can all do online these days. You can promote your business online. You can have a business online through apps.
Nick Merkovich and Alex Tomich of teeth whitening company HiSmile use only social media and influencers to market their business. At 22 and 24, the two are the youngest on the list and, with a combined wealth of $46 million, are among 27 new entrants to the list. Those at the top include Melbourne property developer Tim Gurner at number 5. He's worth $465 million. Web marketing services duo Dave Grainer and Ben Richardson of Campaign Monitor are at 3 and 4 with a combined worth of $607 million. But blowing everyone out of the water with a combined worth of $6.1 billion are the co-founders of office software company Atlassian, Mike Cannon-Brooks and Scott Farquhar. John Stensholt says the company's American-based shares recently hit a record.
Atlassian has built a product that helps productivity. So in effect, it can be used all around the world. So it's not just based in one geographical location. It doesn't have to just be an Australian business. It can be used anywhere. So they've used technology, they use the internet to go all around the world. And that's the secret of its success.
Mr. Stensholt, however, admits the list is gender skewed.
There's only 9 women out of 100 on the Young Rich, which I think is really disappointing. It shows you that the technology industry, I think, is still dominated by men. There's moves afoot to try and change that. Social entrepreneurs, venture capitalists, putting more money into female-backed tech firms.
Airtasker's Tim Fung highlights access to talent as a barrier to growth.
Very specific types of experience that I think we need to increase the numbers of in Australia. And it's going to be really hard to do that via, you know, slow burn things like educating people. You know, those things are important too, like starting at the 7-year-olds and, you know, waiting till those people are 25 years old and they've got some experience. But I definitely think we could be increasing the ease of which people can import talent into the country.